Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com. I want to talk to you today about the principle of just moving forward through opposition, through lack of success, through so many obstacles and hurdles. I've had three really cool reminders of this. One really fascinating story I want to share to you about a heart surgeon. Really touching, tragic story, but teaches a powerful lesson about perseverance and about not giving up. But I want to talk a little bit about Nathan Lucas. He's a guy that I've been following for a while, and he talks about this all the time. He's like, just do not quit what you're doing. Just don't quit. Pick one thing, keep going until you have success. He was about 2 years into his journey when he's like, they quit before the magic happens. And there's like a magical moment where just things accelerate for those who are consistent and keep going. And I'm going to be one of those people. Are you going to be one of those people too? If so, hang with me. Just keep going. Today I was looking at a video on YouTube about this one blog. They release their earnings every month and they declare their income and they explain where it comes from and their growth. Well, they had gone back month by month to do a review of how much they'd made. And I think the first 7 months of their blog, they made $0 every single month. And then it went up to 21 cents and then $1.50 and then $8 and then 22. And then it was in January 2018, they made $8,000 that month. And then 1 year later, January of 2019, they had revenue of $180,000. Their profit was $130,000. And the month where they made, their revenue was $8,000, they probably had income of $5,000. But within 1 year's time, right, they went from $8,000 a month in revenue to $180,000 a month. And they talked about the principle too of just don't quit, just keep going, keep creating awesome content. Whatever you're doing, whatever business or industry, you need to create content that is long-standing, whether it's on YouTube, podcast form, blog form, website form, right? And so I want to share really quickly this incredible story of a surgeon, a heart surgeon named Russell M. Nelson. Now, early on in his career, he was asked to perform heart surgery on a young child in a family where their children all had like congenital heart diseases, and one of the sons had died. And so the family came to Dr. Nelson and asked him, could you please perform surgery on our daughter? And so he did. He wasn't very optimistic, and he kind of let them know going in that it was going to be risky. And the daughter, she ended up dying, which obviously was crushing for the doctor and for the family. Just about a year or two later, they came back to him again with another daughter who had been born with the same heart disease, this heart failure. And he again performed the surgery, and again the infant died. She was like 16 months old, and I just can't even imagine. He was crushed. The family was crushed. They'd lost three children now to these diseases, and I mean, just a great blow to the family. And that Dr. Nelson, he said he went home and he just fell down on his living room floor and just bawled. And he told his wife, he said, I will never, ever perform another heart surgery. He vowed that moment. And he just bawled. He said he stayed up all night just crying on the living room floor. Some might be like, what's the big deal? Some might not. But he has a tender heart. He's a really good man. But his wife stayed by his side the whole night. And then at 5 in the morning, she said, Russell, are you done crying yet? And then, when he's like, I'm never doing another heart surgery, she's like, look, you need to go back into the lab you need to learn more, you need to study more. She said, if you quit now, the world will lose out on all the knowledge you gained, and someone else will have to sacrifice all those years to learn things you already know. So think about that in your journey, wherever you are. Think of everything you've learned. Like for me, specifically in the last, since January, when I kind of dove headfirst into affiliate marketing, passive income specifically, learning sales funnels and affiliate marketing, passive income, just all these, you know, opt-ins, upsells, click funnels, just all this stuff. If I think of where I am now versus where I am then, if I were just to quit now, it's as if everything I did was useless. And so, where are you at? What have you learned recently? What have you learned in the last 3, 6, 9, 12 months? Are you just going to quit and let that go to waste? Or are you going to keep moving the needle forward and helping someone else achieve their goals through you? Because, look, there's a lot of people who know about affiliate marketing, passive income, how to build a business online, right? But they can only impact as many people as are within their reach, their circle of influence. So who are you going to be that influence for? Anyway, that story of Dr. Nelson just really inspired me. You know, there's plenty of times where I've wanted to be like, you know what? I'm not, you know, this isn't what I thought it would be. I'm not rolling in passive income. I'm not seeing tons of money. But these couple examples of one, Dr. Nelson, two, this one blog that didn't make any money for 7 months and then a couple years later is making $180,000 in revenue a month. And then again, Nathan Lucas, who now, I mean, he, for legendary marketer, he's made over $1 million in commission. I'm going to keep going. And I guess my question is for you, are you with me? Are you going to keep going, keep pressing forward, and never forgetting where you came from and how much you've learned, not leaving that knowledge by the wayside? Anyway, guys, just a little pump up speech tonight. I heard a couple of cool stories that I wanted to share. This is Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com. I will be back with another podcast in a couple days. In the meantime, feel free to check out my website, PassiveAutomation.com, or my YouTube channel. I have lots of content about how to start up an online business, how to do affiliate marketing, passive income, and the like. We will talk to you on the next podcast episode. Have a good night.